Milt, we're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No,
we have some new people coming in, and we need all the space we can get.
But there's no space.
So if you could just go ahead and pack up your stuff and move it down there, that would be terrific.
I could stay. Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Oh, Office Space. How are you so funny and beautiful? Well, as we all know, Milton does end up in the basement in what I thought had to be the world's most depressing cubicle ever. That was until I was reading Wired Magazine's website the other day. It turns out they had a contest to find the saddest cubicle anywhere. And Allison, people send in photos. And oh, man. I saw things. Bad things. Things I can't unremember. Millions of people came to the website to vote. The winner was a guy named David Gunnels, an IT guy from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. We're going to get to the particulars of his entry in a moment. First, though, joining us from San Francisco is Dylan Twenty, senior editor at Wired.com. Did I say your last name right, Dil?
It's Twenty, yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good guess by me. Thank you. What was the criteria for a crappy cubicle exactly?
Well, so basically we were looking for cubicles that if you had to work in them would pretty much suck the soul out of you.
Isn't that sort of most cubicles that aren't next to a beautiful window? I mean, what made these ones particularly bad?
Well, we were looking for a couple things. I mean, everybody thinks they work in a crummy cubicle, right? But lack of lighting is one big feature, lack of space. Being next to a highly trafficked area or, God forbid, a microwave. These kinds of things are, sort of qualified cubicles for the final rounds in our contest.
Who came up with this idea, by the way?
It was our photo editor, Keith Axline. I think he thought there might be some visual interest in, seeing what these cubicles look like. I'm not sure.
Well, tell us a little bit about the winner, an IT guy named David Gunnels from the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Yeah, so his cubicle has kind of the trifecta of cubicle awfulness. He's got one wall of his cubicle is a highly used filing cabinet, so people are coming by it all the time. It's a tiny desk with no light and no ventilation. And it's located right next to a bathroom, unfortunately, which ventilates over his office.
Oh.
And there's a parking garage on the other side of one wall.
I just want to give this guy a hug.
Oh my gosh! I guess it was clear he was the winner. Was that like orders of magnitude worse than any of the other ones you saw?
Yeah, well, there were some other pretty bad ones. You'd probably be familiar with some of the situations you've seen, like no walls or having to share a space with somebody else. One of my favorites was a cubicle in a nuclear submarine, which is hands down the smallest cube I have ever seen.
How did that not win? This guy or girl, I guess, has a crappy cubicle on a nuclear submarine, and you don't win the worst cubicle contest?
I don't know. The other guy's lineup was pretty good. You got to admit.
So I guess this contest was popular?
It was very popular. We were actually kind of blown away by how much people were into it. There were millions of people who came to the site over the course of last week while we had the gallery of winners up.
So what did this guy David Gunnels get for the soul-crushing experience that is his cubicle?
Well, we sent him a little robot webcam.
Oh, that's a lot better.
Yeah, we thought that, it might help him sort of mentally escape the confines of his cubicle by chatting with other people. And even if it didn't do that, it's sort of cute.
Well, that's good. And the world knows his pain. And I understand that he actually is going to get an upgrade at some point. So hopefully his time in that gulag will be short-lived. Dylan Twenty, senior editor at WiredMagazine.com. We'll put a link on our website.
Great. Good to be with you.
Thanks, man.